This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A campaign to put an abortion ban on Colorado's November ballot failed to get enough signatures. Today was the deadline for ballot initiatives to turn in their petitions to the state. Organizers of the effort did not collect anywhere near enough to signatures to qualify. The grassroots campaign did not have support from Colorado's major anti-abortion organizations. More Coloradans are finding jobs when they want them, and fewer people are having to commute between part-time opportunities. That's according to economist Nicholas Sly with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
And more of the workforce now is actually has one full-time job, potentially with some benefits, only one commute to it. And I think there's strength in the labor market there that isn't just reflected in the unemployment number. It's the type and quality of jobs that are available out there.
Sly says Colorado's unemployment rate is low across skill groups. Recent data from the state show Colorado's unemployment rate is better than the national average. Researchers in Colorado have identified tiny pieces of plastic in a snowpack sample from the high country. The finding may confirm suspicions by researchers that an invisible layer of microplastics blankets the Rocky Mountains. The Colorado Sun reports officials suspect the plastic comes from distant sources. They're looking into any dangers to communities downhill and also worry the microplastics may absorb sunshine and speed up snowmelt, much like dust that blows onto the snowpack from the Colorado Plateau and the Great Basin. Right now in Denver, it's 90 degrees and partly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 88 degrees and fair. In Vail, it's 71 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News.